They are the men and women on the front lines for improving their community.
Every month, the Parks Department has a public forum, and they always send me. It's pretty cool, whatever. I don't know. I don't care, but it's an honor.
No one else wants to do it. You go to some sweaty rec center and get yelled at by the public. I hate the public. The public is stupid.
From the people who bring you The Office, Amy Poehler in Parks and Recreation.
Thank you so much for coming. What an amazing turnout.
Thursdays, 8:30, 7:30 Central on NBC. Who inspired Leslie Knope to join local government?
Mayor Havlicek was mayor when I was a kid.
He was sort of an old school character.
He died in a small plane accident when he was thrown out in handcuffs at 20,000 feet.
From the people who bring you The Office.
After being shot in the face.
Parks and Recreation. Thursdays, 8:30, 7:30 Central on NBC.
Nobody does Christmas like NBC. And Thursday, it starts with a community musical that's worthy of a TV guide cover. Part of a joyous night of family, parties, and surprises.
I wanted to tell you something in person.
Oh my God, I'm pregnant. Wait, what? No.
New holiday episodes of Community, Parks and Rec, The Office, and Whitney. Just remember,
mistletoe is not an excuse for sexual assault.
All new comedy this Thursday.
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tanners, and Nell Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite.
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
Happy Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome back to day 16 of Sitcom, All Ye Faithful. I am outside right now just because I found it easier to record outside in the backyard than in the house while commotion is going on. Not bad commotion, just like cleaning and people up and moving around. And it's like, you know, guys, give me a break. I want to record my podcast. No, that really doesn't fly. So I'm like, I'll be outside for a good few minutes talking about my podcast. So if you're a neighbor of mine and you see a strange man just kind of talking into this thing that has like a little Don King hair on top of it, that's just me talking about my podcast. Woo! It is a very Christmassy weekend, but not weather-wise. I'm up in Massachusetts right now. I'm in a jacket, but it is like almost pleasant out. It is like near 50, which if you're in the warm weather area of the world, that may be freezing to you, but it's like, it's comfortably cold. Like there's a chill in the air. There's not a drop of snow on the ground. Not very Christmassy there, but in the spirit of Christmas, I'm doing Christmassy things this weekend. Well, last night and today. Last night, my wife and I took our friend's daughter to this Festival of Lights. It's one of those drive-through, everything's lit up. So we have an apple orchard here in town. We have an apple orchard in town here, and they have two locations. They have like the store, which I go to usually on a weekly basis. Then they have a larger area where they do apple picking. That opened up a couple of years ago. We actually took my mother-in-law there this past fall for the first time, and they do apple picking and hay rides and all that stuff. But in the winter, they do these Christmas lights, the drive-through Christmassy light extravaganza, celebration of lights or whatever you want to call it. And I always wanted to do it. Like, how they have bigger ones in Upper New Hampshire or in Foxborough Stadium. But I was like, you know, this one's a 5-minute drive. Let's go to it. Last year, my wife and I went, just the two of us, after Christmas. I was like, I don't care if Christmas is over. I still want to do this because it goes through the year. And this year I said, let's go back again. I want to go back. And we were able to bring one of our friend's daughters. And then today, this afternoon, we are driving to Lowell, Massachusetts. Now, to the Lowell Memorial Auditorium. The last time I was at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium was to see wrestling. I said, I know exactly where that is. I went there for wrestling, you see. No. Today, we're going to see a live onstage performance of Charlie Brown Christmas. A Charlie Brown Christmas. And what are we doing? We're taking our friend's daughter. A different friend, a different daughter. See, being that my wife and I have no children of our own, if we can't do something with our niece and nephew, or they have something, or it's just maybe they've aged out of certain things, then we will rent a child from one of our friends and be like, come on, let's, you know, just so we feel like we're doing something sort of like we're like the adults instead of just, you know, two grown people just going to see Charlie Brown Christmas ourselves. And believe me, I would do it. I would do it in a second. But it's nice to be able to spread holiday cheer with kids, which I guess is what it's all about, apparently, for parents, at least, but for us, too. So this is how we do it. We do it either with our niece, our nephew, or with a random friend's random kid. It's not random, but in other words, doesn't even have to be a relative. It's just like we thankfully, they have multiple kids, because once the older kids age out, then the younger kids are now old enough to want to hang out with us. And then pretty soon they'll age out too. And we'll be all alone. Anyway, let's talk about sitcoms. Today, I watched, now, out of all the shows so far where I say, oh, this is an underrated show or you should watch this show, I'm not sure there's a show more that more deserves me saying, you haven't watched this show, you need to go and watch it right now. No show deserves that more, I think, than Parks and Recreation. Incredible, incredible sitcom. Very much on the lines of The Office type thing, where it's in a work situation, and it's done like a mockumentary. Absolutely incredible show that I came in a little late. I think I caught up. I mean, we're talking, you know, I caught up in time for the last season or two, maybe that's what it was. But I definitely was late to starting it. It's a show where I say, you know, the first season you might be like, that's okay. And the first season's only 6 episodes. Then you come back for the second season and it starts to pick up a little more. They start changing the cast around. So I went to watch a season 2 Christmas episode today because it was, it had Christmas in the title, Christmas Scandal. And I started watching it, and I'm chuckling. And then I see the opening credits, and I see, oh, it's still that other dude. I don't even know his name. Was it Paul or something? He's there. And the replacements, but the people who came to the cast, they're not there yet. Now, I think I'm talking about Adam Scott and Rob Lowe. They came in, I believe, earlier than they were. But I believe maybe it was the third season where they were considered regulars. And to me, I was like, I want an episode where it more represents where the show really is. Because this season 2, I feel like it still represents where it's going. And I want one where they're really, like, you are part of it. The inside jokes, everything that you're seeing, like, you already know these people. And that's why I went to season 4. About 5 minutes in, I said, I'm not watching this episode. I want one with Adam Scott and Rob Lowe in the opening credits. So I went to season 4, episode 10, Citizen Nope. And of course, Citizen Nope is named after, I believe it's a play on Citizen Kane. And then we have Leslie Nope, of course, Amy Poehler, the star of this incredible, incredible show. And you say, well, that doesn't have Christmas in the title, but that's okay. It's Christmas time in Pawnee, Indiana. And Leslie has been suspended from her job at the Parks Department. And I was like, why was she suspended? And Adam Scott, he quit in disgrace. And I realized, and if I'm wrong, but I believe it's because they disclosed that they had a romantic relationship and he was sort of her supervisor. So she was suspended. And because of that, he he resigned in disgrace. And she's like, maybe you want to stop saying resigned in disgrace when you're looking for new jobs. Now, doesn't he end up coming back eventually? And I think, is this what leads to the cones of Dunvashar? I forget what it is, where he creates this whole board game and he's at home building this whole board game. And then he ends up, doesn't he end up making money off it? I forget, but I know someday he finds a group of people playing it that or he's trying to get to invest in Pawnee, Indiana. So, she is suspended. He is, I think my brother just drove by. So she's suspended. He is looking for jobs, and that's kind of what's going on in this episode. While she is suspended, she is also simultaneously running for city council. And she's showing up at work. So she shows up at work. She, like, sneaks in. And Chris Traeger, of course, Rob Lowe, comes in. He's got the full jogging. He's got, like, this is a jogging shirt. It's made out of organic bees wings. And he's got one of those drink, like, straws that runners have. Like, he's completely, you know, always running, always doing something. And he's like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm not working. I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to go over some reports and attend any meetings I'm supposed to. He goes, you can't do that. You're suspended. She's putting everything on a flash drive like you'd see, like, on like some kind of cop show or drama or, like, spy show. And he's like, give me the flash drive. She goes, here. He goes, this is a bottle of lotion. Give me the flash drive. She goes, you give me the lotion, I'll give you the flash drive. Like, they're basically, like, one of those things where it's negotiating, but it's her lotion. And it's like, he's like, yeah, okay. And gets the flash drive. She leaves. And she can't work on these things. But she at least is able to give everyone a Christmas gift. Anne gives everyone a Christmas gift from Leslie, but she goes, actually, it's from Santa. She gets everyone a good Christmas. She gets Donna a nice blanket. She gets Tom a stopwatch or a pocket watch, but she took out the stupid clock part and put, like, what is it, like, playa time inside the clock. She got Ron automatic door closers. He could cry. He was so happy. He got a button that closes the doors because he wants to be left alone. I forget what he got Andy and Anne, but I'm not sure. Or Andy and April. I forget if they went through all of the gifts that were going there. But she's dealing with that. And while she's dealing with that, she is meeting with her campaign advisors. And they're like, you need to lay low while the scandal blows over. You can't really do anything. She goes, like, I can't lay low. I can't do these things. And she realizes she can't do anything. I think when she was talking, she was eating dinner with Ben, and she was putting sugar on her spaghetti, and that's an inside, like, that's like a joke that led from something where she was bored, so she's mixing sugar and salt together, and she's calling it, like, salter or something like that. And he's like, that's putting a lot of salt there. She goes, no, this is just sugar on her spaghetti. He's like, maybe you should, you know, you can still do things as a private citizen. She's like, you're right. And she immediately jumps up and leaves. She goes, I can form a private citizens committee, and I can attend meetings this way. Thank you, Ben. She runs off, and he's standing there, and he's like, he's alone. He goes, I can hear you breathing. You can come in and finish her spaghetti. And April and Andy run in to the room. Like, they were hiding, because I forgot they all lived together. Or they lived with Ben for a while. And they come and they start eating the spaghetti. He's like, it tastes like Fruit Loops, which is just because she put sugar on it. So they're in the office. They realize, you know, Leslie always does wonderful things for us, and we never reciprocate the gift. So we need to do something. Tom is like, we need to do something to bring things something good for Leslie. And I thought I would take it upon myself to bring our office into the 20th century. And what is it? Jerry's like, it's the 21st century. He goes, yes, I know, but I want to settle with at least getting us to the 20th century. And he made a word bubble of all the things that are important to Leslie. And, like, of course, Ben was big, Anne was big, work was there, all these things. And Ron goes up. He goes, okay. He circled a few things. He goes, I can use this, and I will make a diorama replica of the office out of wood. She will find it cute. And then we're like, wait a second, why don't we make it out of candy? And Ron's like, I think wood would be better. And they're all excited about making a giant gingerbread house of the office for her, you know, that she can appreciate. And Ron's like, okay, I guess so. But while that's going on, Ron figured out he cannot he can't build a gingerbread house. He's trying to. He's smashing the gingerbread because he can't figure it out. And even Andy's like, oh, it's easy. I like to, you know, play with candy and eat candy. Sometimes I like to play and eat candy. And he shows he easily glues these two homes together, two walls together. He's like, you know what? I'm going to allow all of you to build it. And I'm going to put my focus on something that I can actually do. They're like, okay, great. Now, while that's going on, Ben is interviewing with this accounting firm. And I swear this accounting firm is a long-running joke. And I guess this is the first episode where it's like the most boring accounting firm. And for years, I remember it happening multiple times where Ben almost works there. He almost works there. And it's almost like he's their white whale. Like he'd be the coolest guy in the office. They really want him to work there. He'd be an accountant, the in-house accountant for an accounting firm. And he runs into John Ralphio, and John Ralphio is this, if you don't know, he's just like this super eccentric, like bullshit artist who's been on the show, you know, multiple times. I think they were friends with April to start, but they've been him and his sister were, and if I'm not correct, I think Henry Winkler was their dad, I think. So they were, you know, they've been on the show. He's been on the show a million times. Just a random, like colorful character who comes and goes. And he's there. He's like, hey, I was just here getting a Brazilian wax. And what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm here to interview for an in-house accountant for an accounting firm. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I almost fell asleep. That was the most boring. He goes, so wait a minute. You're going to have the most boring job at a boring job? It's an accounting firm, and you're going to have the most boring job there? He's like, huh, maybe you're right. He goes, you know, this woman, Emily, he goes, isn't that, because he mentioned that this woman, Emily, give him a Brazilian wax. He goes, isn't that the woman who just waxed you? He goes, yeah, she gave me some great advice. She goes, if you don't love what you're doing, don't do it. He goes, wow, that is something. He goes, yeah. Then she took the hair off my bunghole or my butt or something like that. I forget, my butthole. And it was just like, you know, you could see Ben just like, okay, sure. He decides later that he's not going to take the job with them. We don't see it, but we decide he's not going to take the job with them. And he tells he tells Leslie, what are you going to do? She's like, he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's like, cool. Like, in other words, go find yourself. It's okay. Meanwhile, at the end of the episode, John Ralphio goes in as a temp. And they're like, okay, so you're going to, you know, you're familiar with QuickBooks, as it said on your resume. He goes, well, to tell you the truth, my resume may not be exactly accurate, and I don't know what you're talking about at all. He goes, don't you have any accounting responsibility? He goes, nope, not really. But he goes, hey, that I know one thing, that lady is a perfect 10. She goes, this is the guy you're supposed to help me with spreadsheets? He goes, I don't know about that, but if we get home, we can spread my sheets together. And they're like, you're fired. He goes, okay. And it was all one shot, I think, where they walked him into the office, gave him a tour, brought him around, brought him to the end, fired him, and then he walked right out the door. He goes, okay, I'll just go out the way I came in. And it was very, just a funny little stinger at the end of the episode. What else happened? So at the end, right towards the end of the episode, he meets, she finds out that from her campaign manager she created this action committee, the PCP, the Pawnee Citizens Patrol or something like that. Whatever. But they're like, PCP? She goes, yes, much like PCP, we're fast acting and I forget what it was, but she basically leaned into the fact that they're named after the drug. And she creates this group of citizens who start harassing Chris, Rob Lowe's character, about all these things they want, less ants in the rec department. And like, she has these just concerned citizens. And they're like, we could start a letter writing campaign. She goes, listen, lady, you and your letter writing campaigns, enough. Like what I like is Leslie's very like hard, you know, worker and very a good friend, but she can also be like a jerk to people who she's not friends with. And that has always been like, Amy Poehler's always been great at that. She's like, listen, enough with the letter writing campaign. So towards the end, she goes and meets with Chris. And they talk about the fact that she was on PCP. She goes, yeah, I disbanded. It was too much. And the reason she disbanded it was too much is she found out from her campaign managers that she was polling at a 26%. Now she's polling at a 1%. And they can no longer be her campaign manager. So they left. And she's like, wow, it's over. It's really over. So she goes to talk to Rob Lowe, and she apologizes. And he's like, listen, I want to let you know that I got you. Oh, she goes, I disbanded PCP, and now I'm started LSD, the Leslie Sorry Department. He goes, listen, I got you a gift. And he hands her the gift, and it's her lanyard. It's her ID. He goes, your suspension's been lifted. Please come back to work. So she goes back into the office. Oh, and she and that's when she and Ben, and Ben's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she goes, come on, let's go. And he goes, no, I think you should go in alone. She opens the door alone, and there's everyone in the office, and there's this giant gingerbread house that they made. And there she was all, you know, happy. And there were two moments in the episode. Like, I love the episode. I'm smiling the whole time. But there were two episodes. One episode that made me chuckle. One episode that made me laugh. One moment that made me chuckle. One moment that made me laugh out loud. The first one is when they're building the house. And Donna says, I made my desk out of silver M&Ms. They don't make silver M&Ms. So I spray painted it. And Anne's like, ooh, okay. Well, those are toxic. So don't, you know, that's poison. So you don't want to eat those. And, you know, so don't eat them. And Andy goes, yeah, right. Of course. And when he says that, they just show it. He's got silver paint all over his lips. And Anne's like, go throw up. He's like, what? I didn't eat any. She goes, go throw up. Like, she doesn't believe him. He just gets up and runs out of the office because he needs to throw up because he ate paint, silver paint. So I thought that was funny. And then at the very end of the episode, she goes in and she sees the gingerbread house. She goes, this is amazing. That's so great. Thank you so much. And then Ron goes, I didn't have anything to do with it. They built all that. I built you this. And he brings up this desk. And in the desk, this like diorama made out of wood of a desk. He goes, this is a councilman's office. And sitting behind the desk is you, the new city council. She goes, well, that's great. But I don't know if you understand, my campaign team, you know, they quit. They go, you don't understand. And then they press a button and this giant Leslie Knope 2012 banner falls down, but it falls down. Jerry, like, they're all gathering up and Jerry starts walking forward like he's going to be part of the group, and the sign falls down right in front of him. And I'm laughing just thinking about it, that it covers him, and he's like, he just stops and then he has to go under it. Like, they just don't care about Jerry at all. And it is it made me laugh out loud. And then they start going around. They goes, nope, we're going to help you. And April's like, I'm going to be community outreach and I'm going to be, assistant, Donna's like, I'm going to travel transportation. And, Andy's like, I'm going to be the, you know, body man and security. And they go to Anne, she says something. And then Jerry goes, I didn't have anything prepared. Nobody told me we were doing this. And Ron's like, we'll do whatever it takes. Because it's too much work, you know, like you have to put like your life on pause for this. He goes, how many times have you put your life on pause for us? We're going to be there for you. We're going to do this. She goes, well, I only have one thing to say. Let's go win a campaign. And that's how the episode ends. But the sign falling in front of Jerry, right in front of his face, they didn't focus on it. It was a 2-second thing. It was the funniest joke to me in the whole episode. So well done. And that's why the show to me is just so perfect. And when I watch one episode, I'm like, God, this is the show. Yes, I love The Office and everyone watches The Office over and over again, but this is the show I need to go back and rewatch. Oh, so good, so good, so good. And I have to tell you, at this point, you know, I said it's not cold out, and it really isn't that cold out, but all of a sudden my hands are freezing. Freezing. So I am going to stop talking now and get in the house, warm up a little bit. Then I got to go to the post office. I'm going to put a little care package, send it down to my mother-in-law. It's just going to be like this little gift and a little calendar. So we have a calendar from my wife's work, where she works. The local library in the town did a calendar of dogs. And so we submitted our dog's photo, and then you could vote. And to help make a fundraiser for the library, a vote was a dollar. Well, I didn't know my wife was packing the ballot box with dollars to the point where she definitely got our dog's photo, the photo taken by my niece of my dog on the October. She's the calendar girl. She's Miss October. And she is, like, it's in a pile of leaves. My dog is sitting there. So it's perfect for October. And I'm going to be putting that in a box and mailing it off to Florida. Whew. I'm freezing right now, so I'm going to go do that, and then we're off to Charlie Brown a little bit later, so that'll be fun. And then who knows? I don't know what I'm watching tomorrow. I know that next week, hopefully, I'm going to start getting some guests on the show, because we're getting close. We're getting close to the end, and it's exciting, and I have some I have some good shows to be looking forward to and some good guests to be having on the show very, very soon. But until then, listen, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Threads, and Mastodon.social at Geek Mentality. You can find me on Blue Sky, if you have that, at Mikey-C. On Facebook, it's Fans Not Experts. That's because the website is fansnotexperts.com. You can find every episode of Sitcom All Ye Faithful and every other show we do. In fact, all these shows are starting to pop up on YouTube now. So if you just go to YouTube and type in Fans Not Experts, you will find the YouTube channel. I would really appreciate any subscribers there. And yeah, it's every episode, but then I try to put other things up too, actual videos. Very randomly, I'll be doing that as well. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Saturday, everybody. But until tomorrow, here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.